Painting disputes. What to do when you're not happy with a work. If you are unhappy with a painter's work, inspect the finished job carefully, compare it against the agreed quote and scope, take clear photos, and raise your concerns calmly in writing. Give the painter a chance to respond. When both parties cannot agree, an independent inspection or professional mediation from PaintBusters Australia can help you reach a fair outcome. You saved for months, booked a painter, and looked forward to a fresh new look for your home. Then the job wraps up and something feels off. The color looks different in daylight. There are roller marks across the wall. A section near the skirting boards has been missed entirely. That sinking feeling is common, and you are not alone. Not every disagreement means someone has done the wrong thing. Sometimes it comes down to different expectations, a rushed conversation, or a quote that was never quite clear. Problems tend to grow, though, when concerns are not raised early or written down properly. This guide walks you through what actually counts as a dispute, how to handle one calmly, and where to get help if you and your painter simply cannot see eye to eye. What counts as a painting dispute? A painting dispute is any genuine disagreement about the work, the cost, or what was promised. It can pop up between a homeowner and a painter, a property manager and a contractor, or a builder and a subcontractor on a larger job. Some disputes are about quality, such as a finish that looks patchy or uneven. Others are about money, like a final invoice that arrives with charges nobody discussed. And some come down to scope, where one person believed something was included and the other did not. The common thread is a gap between what was expected and what was delivered. Painting disputes in Australia are far more manageable when both sides understand exactly what was agreed before the brushes came out. Common reasons painting disputes happen. Most disagreements trace back to a handful of familiar issues. Recognizing them early helps you work out whether you have a real problem or a simple misunderstanding. Poor workmanship. Visible brush or roller marks, drips, poor cutting in around edges, or a finish that looks rushed. Painting defects. Peeling, flaking, blistering or bubbling paint that shows up soon after the job is done. Inadequate preparation. Painting over dirty, damp or unsanded surfaces, which often leads to defects later on. Incorrect colors or finishes. The wrong shade, a gloss instead of a matte, or a color that reads completely different once it dries. Unfinished work. Missed areas, a second coat that never happened, or edges left untidy. Damage to property. Paint on floors, windows, fittings, or landscaping, or scratches to surrounding surfaces. Scope of work disagreements. A belief that ceilings, doors, or trims were part of the price when they were not. Unexpected costs or variations. Extra charges added without prior agreement. Delays and communication problems. A job that drags on, or a painter who becomes hard to reach. Patchy coverage and poor surface preparation are two of the most frequent complaints, and both are usually easy to photograph, which helps enormously if a formal discussion becomes necessary. What should you do if you're not happy with a painter's work? Reacting in the heat of the moment rarely helps. A calm, methodical approach protects your position and keeps the door open to a reasonable outcome. Inspect the completed work carefully. Look in good natural light and check the areas that matter, including edges, corners, and ceilings. Compare the result with the agreed scope. Pull out the quote and read exactly what was promised. Take clear photos and videos. Capture the defects up close and in context, with the date recorded where possible. Keep the original quote and contract. These documents are your reference point for what was actually agreed. Communicate the problem clearly. Explain your concerns politely and stick to the facts rather than emotion. Give the contractor an opportunity to respond. Many painters will happily return to fix genuine issues. Document all conversations. Follow up phone calls with a short email or message so there is a written record. Avoid escalating unnecessarily. Assumptions and heated language make resolution harder for everyone. Following these steps gives you a solid foundation, whether the matter is sorted out in a friendly chat or eventually needs professional support. Check your painting quote and scope of work. Before deciding you have a genuine dispute, go back to the paperwork. The original quote is often the single most important document in any painting disagreement. Read closely for the inclusions and exclusions. Does it specify the number of coats? Were the preparation requirements spelled out, such as sanding, filling, or priming? Which products and brands were agreed? And what finish was promised for each surface? If the quote clearly stated two coats and you only received one, you have a strong case. If it was vague and simply said paint the living room, the situation is murkier, and a fair conversation becomes more important than a firm demand. Knowing exactly what you paid for is the difference between a valid complaint and a difference of opinion. What if the painter says the work is fine? Sometimes the painter genuinely believes the job is up to standard, and you just as genuinely believe it is not. This happens because people judge quality differently, and because trade standards are not always common knowledge for homeowners. When you reach that stalemate, an independent professional opinion becomes valuable. A neutral third party can assess the work against industry norms and the agreed scope, then set out clearly what does and does not meet a reasonable standard. That kind of unbiased view often settles the matter quickly, because it removes personality and emotion from the conversation and replaces them with facts. It also gives both sides something concrete to work from. How can painting disputes be resolved? There is no single path that suits every situation. The right approach depends on the contract, the location, the size of the project, and how far the disagreement has gone. Here are the common options, roughly from simplest to most formal. Direct communication. A calm, honest conversation resolves a surprising number of issues. Reviewing the agreed scope. Returning to the quote together can clear up genuine misunderstandings. Negotiating a reasonable solution. This might mean a return visit, a partial refund, or an agreed repair. Independent inspection. A professional report gives both parties an objective picture of the work. Professional mediation. A neutral mediator helps both sides talk it through and reach agreement. Conflict resolution support. Structured guidance for more complex or drawn-out disputes. Because circumstances differ so much, it is wise to keep good records throughout and to seek appropriate professional or legal advice when the stakes are high or the matter is heading nowhere. The professional painting dispute resolution services offered by PaintBusters Australia are built around exactly this kind of situation. When should you get professional help with a painting dispute? Plenty of disagreements sort themselves out with a good conversation. Others benefit from outside help. Professional assistance tends to be worthwhile when the parties simply cannot agree after honest attempts to resolve it. The quality of workmanship itself is in dispute. There are significant defects that could get worse over time. The project involves substantial costs, so the outcome really matters. Communication between contractor and client has broken down. The whole thing is becoming stressful and eating up your time. PaintBusters Australia offers dedicated conflict resolution support for these moments. The team can provide unbiased inspections, professional guidance, and dispute mediation, along with free initial advice so you understand your options before committing to a paid service. You can explore the full range through the PaintBusters Australia Consultancy Services page. How to prevent painting disputes before work starts. The easiest dispute to handle is the one that never happens. A little groundwork before the first brushstroke saves a great deal of stress later. Get a detailed written quote rather than a rough verbal figure. Confirm exactly what is included, room by room and surface by surface. Clarify preparation requirements such as sanding, filling, and priming. Confirm the products and finishes by brand, type, and sheen level. Confirm the number of coats for each surface. Discuss exclusions so there are no surprises. Ask how variations will be handled and how any extra costs will be approved. Keep communication in writing wherever you can. Take photos before work begins to record the starting condition of your property. Homeowners who want to be thoroughly prepared can find plenty of practical resources for homeowners, including free guides on preparation, hiring, and common paint failures. What painters can do to avoid client disputes. This is not only a homeowner's problem. A good painter protects both the client and their own reputation by removing the grey areas that lead to conflict in the first place. Clear, detailed scopes of work stop arguments about what was included. Accurate estimates set realistic expectations on price. When something changes on site, a written variation approved by the client avoids the classic invoice shock. Regular communication keeps everyone calm and informed, especially on longer jobs. Before and after photos are a painter's best friend, both as a record of the finished quality and as proof of the starting condition. Simple quality checks before final invoicing catch small issues before the client does. Professional documentation, from the quote to the receipts, quietly does a lot of heavy lifting when a disagreement ever arises. When an independent painting inspection may help. An independent inspection brings a neutral, experienced eye to the work. It does not guarantee any particular result, but it does create a clear, documented picture that both parties can rely on. A good inspection can help establish things like visible defects such as flaking, blistering, or uneven coverage. the standard of surface preparation, where the coverage and the number of coats appear consistent with the agreement, the overall quality of the finish, areas that may not meet the agreed specification, clear documentation to support a fair discussion between the parties. That written record is often the turning point in a painting dispute, because it moves the conversation away from opinion and towards evidence everyone can see. How PaintBusters Australia can help with painting disputes. PaintBusters Australia provides independent conflict resolution support for painting-related disagreements and helps homeowners, property managers, painters, contractors, and construction professionals alike. The goal is a fair, practical outcome, reached with as little stress as possible. The support can include professional guidance on your position, dispute mediation between both parties, and painting complaint support when work does not meet expectations. There is also free initial advice, so you can understand your rights and options before deciding whether a paid service is right for your situation. If you are ready to take the next step, you can contact PaintBusters Australia directly, or submit the details of your matter through the painting dispute enquiry form. Either way, you will be dealing with people who understand painting projects and real-world disputes from every angle. Resolve painting problems before they become bigger disputes. The path through almost any painting disagreement follows the same simple logic. Understand exactly what was agreed, document the issue with clear photos and written notes, communicate your concerns calmly, and give the painter a fair chance to put things right. When you still cannot reach common ground, an independent professional opinion often breaks the deadlock. Most painting disputes never need to become drawn out or bitter. Handled early and sensibly, they can be sorted with a conversation, a return visit, or a small adjustment. It is the ignored concerns and the missing paperwork that turn a minor niggle into a real headache. If you are stuck with a paint job that did not go to plan, you do not have to work it out alone. Reach out to PaintBusters Australia or submit your details through the conflict resolution inquiry form and get clear, unbiased support towards a fair result. Frequently asked questions. What should I do if I am unhappy with a painter's work? Inspect the finished job in good light and compare it with your agreed quote. Take clear photos, keep your contract handy, and raise your concerns with the painter politely and in writing. Give them a chance to fix genuine issues before escalating. If you cannot agree, an independent inspection or professional support can help. How can I resolve a dispute with a painting contractor? Start with a calm, direct conversation and refer back to the agreed scope of work. Try to negotiate a reasonable solution, such as a return visit or an agreed repair. If that fails, an independent inspection report or professional mediation, like the service from PaintBusters Australia, can guide both parties towards a fair outcome. What are common painting defects that cause disputes? The most frequent painting defects include peeling and flaking paint, blistering, patchy or uneven coverage, visible brush or roller marks, poor cutting in, missed areas, and damage to surrounding surfaces. Poor surface preparation often sits behind these problems, which is why prep is worth confirming before work begins. Can a painting dispute be resolved without going to court? In many cases, yes. A great number of painting disputes are settled through direct communication, a review of the agreed scope, negotiation, an independent inspection, or professional mediation. The right approach depends on your contract and circumstances, so keep good records and seek appropriate advice when the amounts involved are significant. When should I get professional help with a painting dispute? Consider professional help when both parties cannot agree, when the quality of workmanship is disputed, when there are significant defects, when the project involves substantial costs, or when communication has broken down. If the dispute is becoming stressful or time-consuming, independent support like PaintBusters Australia can help resolve it fairly.